Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The Steelers remain undefeated this season. Ben Roethlisberger threw for 266 yards and a fourth-quarter touchdown during Pittsburgh's disjointed 19-14 win over the undermanned Ravens. The game was postponed three times while Baltimore dealt with a COVID-19 outbreak that forced it to take the field without star quarterback Lamar Jackson, among others. Despite the outbreak, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league remains committed to finishing the regular season as scheduled. He also says the league is considering a bubble format for the playoffs, though it wouldn't necessarily resemble those used in the NHL or NBA. In men's college basketball yesterday, Hartford downed Fairfield 66-61. In women's college basketball, Syracuse ripped Lincoln University 90-39. The game was moved from the newly refurbished Carrier Dome to the Carmelo K. Anthony Basketball Center because of water on one area of the court. The dome is in the final stages of a $118 million upgrade, and the school says the construction project includes spot sealing the roof. It's expected to be resolved by the men's game against Niagara tonight at 8. In NBA news, the Rockets have traded Russell Westbrook to the Wizards for John Wall and a future lottery-protected first-round pick. And the league has outlined the schedule for the first three nights of the season. The Nets will take on the Warriors in the season opener on December 22nd. The Celtics will face the Bucks on December 23rd, and the Nets and Celtics will play each other as part of five games on Christmas Day. In NHL news, Commissioner Gary Bettman says players are likely going to have to pay to make up for lost revenue next season. Bettman says the pandemic is expected to affect the 50-50 revenue-sharing split between owners and players next season. He says the question is whether players should defer a higher percentage of their salaries now or face the potential of the salary cap staying flat for several years. I'm Jesse King.